and the marvelous clowns. Say on by, marvelous clowns. I'm locked in the soft summer sky.
And some marvelous clouds, as well as some mysterious ones, have been accompanying our lovely summer weather. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass of the University of Washington. Cliff's been investigating some unusual clouds spotted this week, and the smells they sometimes produce. We'll get to that. But first, Cliff, what about clouds in our forecast?
Well, there will be some. But first, we have another decent day. Today is going to be up in the upper 70s, lower 80s, plenty of sun. But unfortunately, an upper-level low is approaching us from the southwest right now. And already there's clouds and precipitation in Oregon, and that's going to move northward. Now, the big issue about this air is that it's moist and it's unstable, and so it has the potential to produce thunderstorms. Now, our computer models suggest that most of these thunderstorms will be over the Cascades and on the eastern slopes. But it is certainly possible later today and tonight that some of these thunderstorms will drift over into western Washington, particularly southwest Washington. So we have to be on the lookout for that. And then Saturday is going to be a repeat. It'll probably not be raining in the morning or in the early afternoon, but later in the afternoon, as the earth heats up, we'll see these thunderstorms developing again over the eastern slopes and over the Cascades, and some of them may drift over. These thunderstorms have a few impacts that we should keep in mind. One, there's the possibility of flash flooding, particularly on the eastern slopes of the Cascades. But the other thing that's perhaps more serious is the potential for lightning-induced fires. There will be a lot of lightning over the next 48 hours, and some of the dry land over the Cascades and eastern Washington could see fire initiation. So it's something we have to watch.
What about early next week?
Well, this upper-level low is going to keep on drifting north of us. And so the thunderstorm threat should dramatically reduce on Sunday, and it should basically go away as we get into Monday or Tuesday. And then we're going to be left in the typical midsummer pattern, where we have onshore flow, clouds on the coast, maybe getting into the interior in the morning, then burning off in the afternoon. So temperatures probably getting up into the mid-70s, something like that. So typical weather next week, but we have to get through this potentially thunderstorm period during the next 48 hours.
And earlier this week, Cliff, we got email here at KPLU, and you did too. People were seeing some very weird-looking clouds from all over the greater Seattle region. These were triangular and kind of draped across the sky like a party banner or prayer flags, or how would you describe them?
Well, I had so many emails, I finally had to do a blog about it. And what was happening is we had this upper-level cirrus in a line. It was developing in a line, and it would start precipitating. Ice crystals would be coming out of these clouds, and it gave this strange triangular look to it. We call these mare tails or fall streaks in the business, these ice crystals that are falling down. And the origin of it was kind of complex. We had some upward motion in the upper atmosphere that was getting things close to saturation. And so we're getting a little bit of cirrus developing. Then it appears to me, looking at a few of the CAM animations that are available, that a few contrails were produced by jets. That actually initiated these lines of these cirrus clouds and then started precipitating out. So it was kind of complex, but it wasn't due to aliens or chemtrails or anything like that. It's a natural phenomenon that was probably initiated by some jets flying overhead.
Interesting. And how common or uncommon is this?
Well, we've seen those clouds before. I mean, they do happen. But to have it in such a beautiful lines and to have such dramatic fall streaks of cirrus was, you know, kind of unusual, but it does happen.
And another thing you've been investigating this week is the smell of rain on concrete. This is a smell you're looking forward to?
That's right. You know, this is something I've noticed for years. After a dry period, you have the first rain, and there's this smell. It's a sweet, musty. I kind of like the smell myself.
The smell of relief from dry.
It is, but it happens generally during the summer, generally after a period where it's been dry for at least, you know, several weeks. And normally on a hot day, the initial rain causes this smell. In fact, you can duplicate it by sprinkling water on hot concrete with your sprinkler or something. Anyway, I did a little investigation, and it turns out there have been some academic studies of this. And it appears that most of this is caused by some oils that are put off by plants during arid periods. Actually, these oils tend to prevent other seeds from germinating, so I guess it reduces competition. And so concrete and rocks and earth tend to absorb these chemicals. And then when you have the first rain, that releases some of these chemicals and you smell that characteristic smell.
It even has a fancy Greek name, petrichor.
That's right. It's a wonderful name. It turns out there's some other related smells that happen when rain falls on earth, on newly wetted earth, and that has to do with spores from bacteria, but that's something else.
So if your fans really want to please you, they should figure out how to bottle this up and send it to you.
That's right. And in fact, there's some perfumes that are being sold on the market right now that supposedly have this smell.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
Cliff Mass is a professor of atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.